18, Colin Tiedemann. Number 22, Trenton Walbeck. Number 26, Michael Haggerty. Number 28, Richie Varia. And number 29, Nolan Bunnell. And their head coach is Brian Bunnell, and assistant coach is Francis Herzog.
We got Anago coming in after a win against East Merrill last week. 6-2 win, and coming in with a record of 2-5 is Anago. Getting ready here for the national anthem.
There's your national anthem, and we're going to get ready for puck drop in just about 30 seconds here. Team Field just trying to get some positive stuff going on for them. It's a rebuilding year for them. And Anago's had a pretty good year. They've got a lot of young players. Their captain, wearing the C on his jersey, is the goalie, Nolan Bunnell. He's a senior. He's their only senior, actually, on this team.
The Anago Red Robins, leading scorer, is number 21. Actually, it looks like he's wearing a different number tonight.
Number 15, isn't it?
Number 15, Eli Kessler, yep.
And also, they have two main scorers, Kessler and Owen Dickman. And both of them are juniors. They've probably played a long time together, Matt.
Yep. Leading scorer for the Team Steel is Will Krause, coming in with four goals scored so far this year, 4 points so far this year.
All right. Refereeing today is looks like Kyle's down there.
Yeah.
Mr. Keith. And I recognize that fellow over there.
Nate.
Oh, Nate. Okay. Nate Delmar. All right. So here comes faceoff. They're going to be moving from right to left. Willie Krause is at center right here. At wings, we got Daniel, and we also have Callen. On D, we've got Frank and Harlan. Faceoff won by Anago. That was swept away nicely by Harlan. Now coming out from the point right there. That puck is almost stolen away nicely by Daniel, and that one gets cleared. Daniel on the rush. Anago will enter the zone one more time. Frank got on his back, and there's a goal. Right away. Frank, the skater took a stutter step, and Frank got one step behind, and he went the wide side to Tanya. And good shot right there. Perfect shot, actually, Matt.
Yes, it was. Low side, like you said, right on the ice, just outside of her skate.
So the goal was Liam Burt from Jack Siegman and Owen Dickman. And now skating in again, here is a good save that time. It's a wraparound, and it looks like Tanya flopped there and maybe caught something underneath her, so they blew the whistle.
Yeah, it looks like she's shaking up a little bit, but she's thankfully getting up, standing up again, and it was actually a really nice save on her part. It was Anago did that swipe across, a sweep across the front of her, and she ended up diving, and a nice stick save, pushing that back into the far side.
Yeah, that was went back to his forehand, and it looked like it was going to be another goal. Nice move right there. And There's a, on the forecheck, that time was Xavier. Xavier tries to get it clear. Now that puck is clear, and they'll have to regroup. Nolan on the chase. Angled off there by Frank. Nolan, Frank, near side, half wall. There's a shot. Pad save. Frank picks it up out of the corner, and we're going to get an icing. 15:57 here to play. 1 minute to play, and Anago's already been on the attack pretty hard here.
Right, they have the one goal, of course, with three shots. But we got the line change. We'll see what happens here with their second line coming out.
All right, out there now is Will, Audrey, and Callen. Will on the faceoff. That faceoff won by, looked like Anago. Coming up to the top there, though, is Anago gets it back from the middle slot. Picked away there by Callen. That puck sent out to center by Audrey. Couldn't be held up. There's a blocker save now, pushed off to the side, down behind the net. Sweeped out, and Team Seal tries to get it clear, but caught up in the top of the crease. Coming over nicely there was Will. Shot again. Save and frozen. Nice and quick.
Yeah, nice having that first save. Controlling the rebound on the second one because one of the Edigo Red Robins is right there ready to take that and clean it up, and Tanya did a nice job covering it up, keeping that from happening.
All right, Will coming up now. And face-off won that time by Anago, and caught again and frozen. So Tanya doing a nice job so far, six shots.
Yeah, that first shot got in, obviously. It's like that wake-up shot. And after that, she's been doing really well. That, especially after that, a face-off, immediately get a shot off the face-off. It's hard to control that. She did a nice job.
Frank tries to get that clear. Goes under the stick of Xavier. Here he comes, though, on the race. And Xavier just almost got a shot off there. Would have had like a backhand punch in there. Now down there in the corner, near side, Nolan. Backhands it in front, the slot, here's a shot, rebound, no, though, had a chance, scraping through, and there's another shot, stick save, back out to Harlan, one-timer, that one's wide, and Anago picks it up, near side, good forecheck there from Angelina, and here comes Anago now, they're going to try to get that up the side of the ice, it's going to be an ice. So they needed a change, and that's a good burst of offense right there for Team Steel. Like, yeah. They came alive right there, Matt, all of a sudden. Had some good looks.
I agree with you. Just, you know, Cam or X coming in, just couldn't quite get out in front of the puck and get that shot off. But then a nice opportunity after that as well. Nice job for the Red Robins part, too, keeping that from becoming a goal.
Face-off won by the Robins. Chipped up alongside and picked out of there. Nicely that time by Kassler. Kassler on the rush. He gets back checked and poked out of there now. Kassler skates the circle. Looking from the high slot. Got that puck picked away, but gets it back. He lost the handle. And so that's going to be no ice. And here comes Callen on the forecheck. Goalie was out of the net there. Golden opportunity, actually. That one, Frank. Got that, and Callen tried to tap that in, didn't get by the defender. Frank dumps it back in there, and we're going to say no ice there. And coming in on the forecheck that time was Daniel. Sent off the far half wall. Nolan got it back there, and nice move there, and a watch out.
There it is.
There it is. That's Eli Kassler, their leading scorer, made a really nice move, split a couple defenders.
Yeah, it's nice. I agree with you. A little razzle-dazzle there, and it worked out in their favor. 15 from 5.
So that is Eli Kassler, pass two from Owen Dickman, and both of them are their leading scorers, and you're probably going to see them in action a lot. So, but the rest of their team only has top scorer's only got three, so if they could get those guys into foul trouble, I'm kidding, Matt.
Yeah, right.
All right, here we go. That one's backhanded up. Angelina takes it in. She's going to go wide. Angelina takes it down below the goal line. Curls there. Angelina takes it back. Now working behind the net. gets it over to Nolan. Nolan gets it picked away there. Xavier keeps it. Frank keeps it in there, shakes off a check. Nolan. Nolan gets it and sends it, and there was nobody home opposite side. Red Robins hit the ice there and then chipped that puck out, and it looks like it's going to be an ice. No ice, they say. Wave it off. And Frank sends it up the sidewall. As Willie got held up there. And Nolan, the captain, playing forward today. And we're going to get an offside.
Oh.
And too bad because Xavier had a 1-0 rush.
He did. Nolan was on the near side here in front of the Anago bench trying to get out. He's about a foot away from exiting the zone before X crossed into the zone. Like you said, he had a good look, good clean look coming.
2-0 Anago here, 12:52 in the first. Faceoff won by Will. Will gets through one. Backhand curl at the hash marks. Audrey in there chipping it around there. Number 15, that was Kassler skating it up, and now he makes one move, tries to get through the other, and Callen drives him off the puck. There's a shot wide. Stick the side. I don't think it was going to be a shot. Harlan tries to get it by a defender. Can't do it. Audrey there in pursuit. Harlan takes it out and then skates it up. Willie going on the rush. Picked up by a Red Robin defender, the captain, and he dropped that pass right there in the slot. Audrey coming up on the forecheck. Here comes number 8. That's Ian Brittenham. There's a shot. Save and another save there. Backside handled and sealed off that time by Angelina because they didn't have anybody going. There's a shot on net.
Frank.
By Frank.
200-foot shot right there by Frank. Nice aim.
Yep, and it was all the way. It didn't even take a bounce. Here comes the Red Robins. They're going to attack again, and this is Kassler. Kassler trying to skate through everybody and got that stick to side. Now down behind the net, Anago sends it up to their defense but missed that pass. So it'll go all the way down into their defensive zone. Nolan's coming in on the forecheck. Wheeling around the net there is Brittenham. Brittenham gets it up there, and that puck sticks past Frank, and there's a shot wide. Frank came back on the back check and got back at it.
Yeah, great recovery by Frank, saving a goal. A good, clean goal shot for Kassler.
Kassler tried to skate through a bunch of defenders and sent it right into another one of the seals and didn't get it through. Frank's going to come up and skate it in. No, he won't. He's going to regroup. Frank back at their blue line. Sends it over to Nolan. Nolan backhands it in, but it doesn't get too far. And Willie on the forecheck there. Skating it out there is Siegman. Go ahead, Matt.
10:25 to go in the first period. 2-0. Red Robins up.
Here comes a rush now. Willie tried to get that over there. It looked like a little bit of interference on Callen because he was trying to make it to the net. They wouldn't let him. There's a slapper wide by Willie. Dumped back around the net by Frank. Will gets it behind the net, tries to make a move, got it away, and we got a penalty, and we're going to get a cross check. And that's going to be on number 16, Jack Siegman, cross checking. He's going to go in the box for 2 minutes. 9:54 here to play, so it's a power play opportunity. Brought to you by
Happy Coffee Productions.
Happy Coffee Productions. Face-off one right there by Team Seal. Back out and around. That shot knocked down and sent up. They had a rush going there. They tried to hit Owen Dickman, and obviously Kassler and Dickman have played a lot together because Kassler was way behind the red line and got that out.
Yeah, I've seen that opportunistic chances taken by Dickman on those twice now.
1:30 here to play, and the Anigo Red Robins are going to try to attack. And here they come. Ian Kassler. And that one was deflected before it got to the net and out and up over into the net.
9:14 to go here in the first period. 2-0 Red Robins are up. 9 shots on goal for the Red Robins. 2 for Team Steel. 1:21 to go here in the power play for Team Steel.
Faceoff won that time by Angelina. Here comes Harland. Harland taking that side, and there's a snapshot, gloved, and I don't know if that was on the net or not, but gloved and frozen. So they'll get an offensive zone faceoff. Anigo is going to make a change. They're going to put 14 and 13 in there. That's Liam Burton, Brittenham, along with their top skaters up there.
Angelina gets waved off. Nolan comes in for the faceoff.
Faceoff won there by Anigo. They rim that all the way around, but here comes Frank. Slapper. Pad save. Picked up opposite side. And now back out. Fake slap shot. Nice one by Harland. Rebound. And no. And there we got tripped up there, and we're going to get another one.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tripping call on Anigo. Or roughing, excuse me.
You got a 5-on-3 for, what, a minute and 8?
So, Liam Burke gets it in for roughing. They're going to have a 5-on-3 for a minute 8.
Yeah, got
checking
a little
back out there is Owen Dickman, the captain.
Yeah, we got a little rough behind the goalie there. X got roughed up a bit, resulting in a penalty here. So, like you said, 108. We got 5-on-3 hockey, 108. On the clock, Tim, or ref, blows the whistle, stoppage of play. You get set up again, Angelina at center. Will Cowan on the wingers, Frank, and Harland on defense.
Faceoff won by Anigo. From behind the net, there's Brittenham. Brittenham picked up, and there is a bouncing puck in front, and they'll freeze that up. 58 seconds. It's 5-on-3. They got to be really crashing the net there.
Yeah. Got letters on jerseys out there right now for the Red Robins, the captain and 2 assistants.
Faceoff won, and that is picked up there by Kassler. Kassler tries to get through. Gets angled off nicely by Willie, and now sent all the way down around the net. And here we go. Back down, and we're going to get a give-and-go play. No. Back out to Frank. Frank over, and there's a shot on net.
37 seconds to go in the 5-on-3 hockey opportunity here for Team Steel.
That was pretty good passing there,
yeah,
for Team Steel. They got a decent shot. That what they were looking for there was a rebound off that flapper.
Yep, they brought around to the basically the center blue line to Harland, took the shot, and it was held in place nicely by the goalie for the Red Robins.
Faceoff won by Anigo. Bouncing puck, glove down there, but now watch out. And here comes, oh no, here comes Kassler. And there's a shorthanded goal by Kassler.
He's showing why he's the leading scorer.
He beat everybody down the ice, shorthanded. 8:16 here to play.
Oh.
And they gave it actually a 15 from 5. So that's Kassler from Dickman and Common again here.
Yep. That's the second time we've seen that combination. But I suspect it's not an uncommon combination.
No, it's not. That face-off won.
Five seconds to go in the 5-on-3 power play opportunity for the Steels as they bring it out across the blue line. Picked up by the Red Robins to bring it back into the Steel zone.
And here comes Kassler. Kassler reset. They're going to try to heat up all the time. And that should be delay of game. He threw it out of bounds.
44 seconds to go in the 5-on-4 power play for Team Steel. Go ahead.
NHL rules. I guess I haven't read high school rules there. But in NHL, that would be 2 minutes in the box right there for somebody. All right, so 5-on-4 hockey, still in the power play. They got 41 seconds here. Sent back down. And good forecheck there from Callen. And Xavier knocks over one man. Xavier still underneath. Callen. That puck sent back down to Harlan. Here's Xavier back to Harlan. Harlan over to Frank. Frank sends in a shot that was redirected by an Anigal Red Robin. There's a slapper. That's wide that time.
10 seconds power play.
And here they come. That one gets cleared now for the Robins, and they'll have to reset, and that's going to do it for the power play. Nice saucer pass right there from Frank. That's picked up by the goalie and sent back out. Here comes Harlan on the rush. Lost an edge there. Got back up and sent in a poke check. Nice physicality right there from Callen.
Push it back. 6:35 to go in the first period. 3-0. Red Robins are up.
Here comes Parker Cheney trying to keep that in. He dumps that puck backhand down below the line. And now there's a loose puck picked up there by Carson Rohde. Tied up by two seals right there. Daniel up on the chase. There's a shot. And that's gloves. Nicely by Tanya. 6:12 here to play. 3-0 Anago Red Robins. What do you got, Matt?
Well, I wish that 5-on-3 opportunity would have generated a goal, of course. I did see they got 4 shots on goal, so it wasn't unproductive. But I saw nice cycling in that opportunity as well.
I thought they showed some good patience there. There's a shot rebound. Picked away there by Frank. Nice play by him. One-timer and goal. That was from the opposite side hash marks. And this time it's going to be Owen Dickman from Eli Kassler, 5 from 15 instead of from 15 from 5.
4-0 now the score. 6:02 to go here in the first period.
Face-off won by the Red Robins. Picked all the way around. And there's another goal by Owen Dickman. He's got 2 goals and 3 assists.
Yeah, showing some speed there. He just went right left to right in front of Tanya and outskated her line move. Easy goal for him in the wide-open net on that near side.
That's a tough save for any goalie.
It is.
They got 2. They're being awfully generous with the assists here.
Yeah, that was pretty quickly after the face-off. I was surprised to hear that as well.
All right. That puck stolen away. It's 5-0 here, Anago Red Robins. Anago, obviously a big town and Team Steel in a rebuilding mode here. There's a wraparound attempt. Loose puck picked out by Frank. He'll rim it all the way around. It's going to be an icing, I think.
Yeah.
And 5:18 to play. 5:17 to play. So Team Steel's got 6 shots on goal, and they had some opportunity. Second possession they had, maybe 2 minutes into the game, they really put together a pretty good offensive showing, and since it's been tough. Anago's pretty good in transition, and you can't give them a step because they got some fast skaters.
Right, and they have a nice job anticipating where they need to be, so some good assists occurring as well.
And I think 90% of their, 93% of their, boy, Mr. Keefe has always sending somebody out of there. There's a rebound, and that one was picked up there by Nolan. Backhanded attempt by Daniel. Here comes Team Steel, Harlan. And they stick it down there, and here comes Willie. Willie's got a chance on the rush. Willie, oh. And pad save and a beauty. Will had a great A opportunity, and watch out now. That's a nice back check right there from Nolan after kind of an errant pass through the middle. He came back and got that back. Really nice play by Nolan after that backhand D-to-D pass was picked off. Anigal cycles. And now here's a cross-ice pass over to Daniel. Daniel got it taken away. Daniel, first-year player. That one kicked ahead by Anigo, who keeps it in.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier, or before, that we have the three first-year hockey players. Daniel, like you said, being one of them.
And, it's in the jersey. The puck got hit, and it got
embedded
caught
in
up
freezer,
into Owen Dickman's breezers there. And
I've never seen that before.
I haven't either, actually. And
I don't know how the ref even knew that. Puck got lost. Everybody's looking for it, and it's in his freezers, in his pants.
There we go. And that faceoff won by Anigo, and backhand pass to nobody. And there's a good forecheck there from X, but he got picked away again.
X showing that speed that he's got. He's had a few times so far this game.
And that's how they're going to get a few goals, is by doing that. Owen Dickman got that puck knocked away by Keith. Nice play there by Frank. That's backhanded up that time. Come on, Audrey! There's a forecheck coming from the two girls on out on the ice right there, and that's Angelina and Audrey. Audrey playing a little dog, cat, eagle. Cross ice pass, that's and watch deep. Out here. Oh, my. And top shelf that time from Eli Kassler, and that was, again, Owen Dickman found him about 120 feet away. That was a heck of a pass.
Yeah, they got a connection out there. It's pretty clear.
So that's a hat trick, I believe, for Eli Kassler. Faceoff won by Team Seal.
3:07 to go in the first period. 6-0 the score right now. Red Robins are up. Most of those scores scored by either number 5 or number 15 for the Red Robins.
Yep. That's 4 assists and 2 goals for... And there's a good back check there from Will. He got his stick ripped away there by Owen Dickman, and he kind of meanly threw it aside. There's a shot on goal, casually sticked by the goalie.
Most goalies don't do it that way. They don't stand up to so casual about it.
Willie had a chance there. Couldn't get it back to the forehand up against 4 Red Robins. There's a shot, and we'll call it, and that's frozen.
Daniel in the right spot on that one, sitting right out in front of the goalie. That Will trying to feed it to him after the goalie disrupted the pass. 2:19 to go in the first period. 6-0 the score. 18 shots on goal for Red Robins. 8 for Team Steel so far this game.
So, what do you got going on this weekend, Matt?
Christmas. I don't know if you heard. Some presents to give and take around Chicago for Christmas.
Nice. There's a shot. There's a blocker save and into the net. And that was a pretty good opportunity again there from Harlan. So a couple good shots on goal. 9 shots on goal for a period for Team Seal is good, actually. That's been better than what they've normally been doing, I think, Matt. So that's a positive. You know, when you're playing a team that is a good team, that you're going to have to really do well to, you know, even compete with.
Right.
Getting some shots on goal is a good way to do that.
Right. I looked back at my notes. They scored, you know, they usually get 4 or 5, or they did get 4 or 5 shots on goal in the last game. That we called.
And there's a nice play right there from Angelina. Here comes Xavier. Xavier is going to go back to it. And here he comes. Xavier. On the forecheck, there's
nice stick lift by Nolan.
Feed from Nolan, one-time attempt, and that one's poked aside, but Harlan checked him so he couldn't get to the puck. Nice play there. Nolan backhands it down into the zone, and Team Seal needs a little bit of a change here. 1:16 here to play. Forecheck coming. That is from Harlan. Harlan gets it down in there, safe, and here comes Willie. The goalie came out of the net there on that forecheck, and danger zone, in my opinion, there.
1 minute to go to the period.
Frank, there's a wind-up slapper that high and rims all the way around back out into the Anago zone. Nice check there from Chud to take him off of that. Willie does a change there. Shot sticked aside, but it was wide anyway from Frank.
40 seconds.
And that puck dribbled up and cleared that time from Anago. Nice pass there in up to Chuz, and 30 seconds left. They're trying to keep Anago back on there. Will on the forecheck couldn't quite get there behind the net. And watch out now.
We have 5 and 15 coming
in.
Oh,
no. And they're still up 6-0 and still running and gunning here. A little bit of a cherry picker thing right there, too, in my opinion. Liam Burtz, and that's Eli Kassler. Another goal for him and another assist for Owen Dickman. All right. Faceoff one. So they kind of let you get into that zone down there. Now it looks like they're going to be trying to at least. Nice back check there from Xavier. He kind of took the stick away out of Owen Dickman's hand. So 7-0 in favor of Anago, and that's the end of the first period. So we're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for an 8-minute timeout, 8 minutes.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together, or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance, conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectionals, sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Sawagon Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
More Team Seal hockey to come in just a moment.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. We auction the usual with the unusual. There are many different items we auction, from tractors, machinery, vehicles, UTVs, and boats, to furniture, antiques, housewares, and collectibles. You never know what you will find at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that may last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light. In a year our troubles will be out of sight. From now on, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. In a year our troubles will be miles away. Precious friends who are dear to us, gathered near to us once more. I know that in a year we all will be together. If the fates allow, till then we'll just have to muddle through somehow. Have ourselves a merry little Christmas
country. We're going to go through the stats here. Anago, a tough team, play against teams like, DC Everest and some of these other high-ranking schools in the whole state. They even played Somerset. Somerset's won state, I think, those two of the last 3 years or something. They played them in the first game. So they're out to try to really improve. So for the scoring from them, they got 7 goals. They have 4 goals and...
Yeah, you're right.
They have 4 goals and 2 assists.
So Eli...
Eli Kassler.
Yep.
And then also Owen Dickman is... he had... let's see... 2 goals and 5 assists. They were pretty generous with the assists, I thought.
Yeah, I
agree. Had a lot of stuff here. So there we go with that. And then there's some other scorers as well. Liam Burt had a goal. Let's see. Jack Siegman had an assist. Ian Brittenham had an assist, along with Alex Brittenham and number 18, who I don't have here. So there we go. What else did you see here, Matt?
Well, most of these goals, again, there's seven of them. I didn't, you know, track how many were transition goals, but almost all of them, if not all of them, were transition goals that, for us, that south to north, left to right, transition game for Antigo. On the rush, they get basically out in front of the defense or a nice feed to get out in front of the defense from, one skater to the other. So a lot of these are transition goals. Not many where they set up down in the zone and cycle the puck around and create an opportunity because they just haven't needed to.
Yep, they've found, looks like Owen Dickman and Eli Kassler have worked a lot together, both juniors.
Yep.
They'd find, you know, that one pass was, I don't know, down in the opposite side defensive zone hash marks all the way to the far side offensive blue line.
Yep.
That pass, and, you know,
through,
easy
through
goal there.
Through,
yeah,
through traffic. Right.
So.
I mean, it's a shout out to the ability to make the pass, but even more so just to see that.
Yep. And I don't know if it's set play or what, or if they just have played with each other that long. But to go up there out of the defensive zone, too, that's, kind of risky against maybe somebody that, yeah. But they're sending people up and scoring some goals. So let's see. We got the Red Wings this weekend. What else we got, Matt? A lot of games, huh?
Yeah, I think there is. If you take a look here at the NHL.
All right. See, tonight we got the Oilers and Rangers. They'll be starting soon. Canadians and Blackhawks, Bruins and Jets.
This is refreshing. We'll see if this will be fun to watch Blackhawks. You know, Connor Bedard has was coming into the season, was everybody's really excited to see this new guy. It was like when Wayne Gretzky came in or when Sidney Crosby or Eric Lindros. I mean, names that are just once in a generation type of names. So he's been delivering for the Blackhawks. Unfortunately for me as a Red Wings fan, they want to hear that or see that, but he's been delivering. So any chance I get to watch the Blackhawks, I do so just to see him in action.
Gotcha. Yep, so Zamboni driver's almost done here, and we're going to be getting going into the next second period of hockey, and we'll see if Team Seal can get something positive going here, another little positive burst of energy, and go from there.
Right. You mentioned before, you know, 10 shots on goal in the first period is more than respectable for any team, and for Team Steel in particular, it's a step up from where they've been, and it's kind of a shout-out to the Red Robin goalie. Not one of those have gone in so far, and as we talked about earlier during their break, there's some good, clean looks there. A combination of stopping those good, clean looks, we call them those grade-A shots, but also controlling the rebound, taking away those, those easier cleanup goals.
So hopefully here, what'll happen is that, it's going to be in run time here, unfortunately. I really don't like run time, but that's how it goes.
Right.
You drive all the way this way, you might as well play the whole game or get some other players in that don't get an opportunity to play all the time. That's, I guess, in my opinion, that's what I would do. You pay for the refs, you get the fans here and all this stuff, and you put it in run time. I don't understand it, but, That's the WIA for you. There's not a lot I understand out of that. But, hey, there we go. 7-0 here in favor of the Red Robins. We're going to send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
An auction? Heck yeah. Download our app, iOS, Apple, and Android devices. Go to Play Store or App Store, type in Heckman Auction, that's H-U-E-C-K-M-A-N, Auction, download and start bidding, or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Scott Heckman along with Matt Shovels here, bringing you high school hockey from Park Falls, Wisconsin. And this weekend is full of hockey games as well. We also have the Squirts, or no, the Peewees are playing over in Rhinelander, and the U8s are playing over in Tomahawk. Faceoff won by Team Feel, fought down there by Chuz. That one poked in there by Will. Now cycled over and sent into the zone. That time for Kassler. Kassler dumps it behind him to Owen Dickman. Now cycling down below and sends it out. And that puck is sent out to center. Here comes Chuz. Chuz gets a handle on it. Oh, got it poked away. Almost a good offensive opportunity there for Chuz.
Good wheels.
And here comes
Angelina.
Angelina down the corner. They're working from left to right now. Angelina sends it out to Xavier. Xavier from the top of the circle back out to Frank. And there's Kazowitz. That was Harlan, and sent in a good shot. Looked like he screened the goalie pretty well, and the goalie did get a glove on that, but it was close.
Yeah, that was a nicely set up play. We do go to running clock now. Cut the sign from the official.
16:09 here. That puck dumped down below the line. Here comes. That was Nolan, and that puck is poked out the center, and Frank chases it down. Frank from behind the net loses the handle. And there's a pass. That was a nice pass there from Kassler because he probably could have shot that puck. So I like to see them doing that here. He was trying to hit Liam Burt.
Yeah, Liam was in the right spot. That was a nicely laid out play. The pass was just out of his reach.
So working on some offensive plays here is Anigo. Now down by the goal. Allen's jumped over and out to center here. Here comes Xavier. He's going to go for the chase. Checked off the puck by Dickman, but here comes Willie. He picks it up at the blue line. Lost the handle. Dumped back down to Willie. That was from Nolan, and that puck is sent all the way down and ice.
15:02 to go in the second period. 7-0 the score.
Owen Dickman sent it all the way down. They wanted a change and
yeah that was not an oops ice. That was a let's get this puck out, we need to change.
But again, in the NHL you can't do that. You have to stay out there.
Yep.
That's kind of a interesting thing. Now out there on the front line we got Audrey, Chuz, and Mr. Keith kicked somebody out of the faceoff circle.
Yeah,
that's going to cost another 10 seconds. Face-off won by Anigo. And that puck sent all the way down and around. Frank keeps it in, tries to bump it up over to Chuz. Chuz got it. And there's a shot, almost for Audrey. It's my daughter, and she's got one chance trying to keep that puck in. And dumped in there by Parker Pass from behind the line. There's Chuz, and Chuz is going to get a roughing call after he got up. He got tripped, and then
he turned around, pushed back. I like to call it interference.
Interference, I'm surprised.
Yeah, it was
Power 2 minutes interference for Callan Chuzzles, which, I don't know, could have gone either way, honestly.
Yeah, it was, I agree with you. I wasn't sure if they're going to call that a penalty. Of course they did. So we got a power play chance coming up for the Red Robins.
Face off one, and skating the circle is Kassler. Kassler out by the blue line. He gives it over to Dickman. Backhand pass out to the line by Brittenham. There's a shot wide. Got back down in by Brittenham. Skates, wheels all the way around the net. Sends it out to the blue line, out to Kassler. Kassler sends a shot high, and that puck kept in that time by Dickman. Here comes Kassler. Sends it all the way around. And that time over to Brittenham. Minute 17 left to go on the power play. Taking their time. Tries to cut through the middle and got that poked away that time, Kassler. But keeps the puck in. Kassler. There's a one-timer. Shot save, and that one's going to get out there. And on the forecheck now is... we got an offside. But nice play right there from Xavier on the forecheck just to freeze the puck.
And he fed it all the way across to Angelina, who was coming in. That nice job on the entry. The timing just not quite there. We got an offside. The next couldn't clear out of the zone in time.
Face off one that time by Anigo. Angelina on the chase. And here comes Brittenham. He sends it up over to Kassler. Kassler tries to take that wide. Gets by Harlan, goes all the way around the net.
20 seconds of the power play.
Kassler skates the top of the circle, fakes the drop pass. There's a shot way wide, rims all the way around, kept in nicely by Dickman. Good use of the feet.
Yep.
Gets the puck back, and there's a shot sent all the way down by Frank, and that'll end the power play. So, decent job on the power play kill for Team Steel.
Yeah.
And there's who never comes off the ice is Kassler. Puck poked in. And here comes. There's a shot low. Rebound. Save. And that one's checked out. And then we had somebody in the crease. And we're going to see what happens here.
Tanya.
Ran into the goalie.
Yep. Walking Harlan off.
Hmm. 2 minutes roughing. Boy.
I was surprised at that.
Yeah, kind of could have went either way again, I think. So Harlan's in the box for 2 minutes for roughing, so they're going to get a chance to work on their power play kill again. Welbeck, a new player for Anigo, skating out. Does a couple of backhand curls. Sends that pack down below the net. So it looks like they got their power play two. That one sent into the cage and rimmed all the way around. And Chuz is going to chase it all the way down. He's got good forecheck there by Chuz.
Very good.
Chuz gets that puck over to Willie. Willie coming in. Shot. And that's a pad save and a beauty. Willie tried the five hole. That puck sent in there by Chuz. Wave off the icing. Here comes a forecheck again. That puck caught up by Chuz. Chuz shoots.
Ooh.
And glove.
Fun to watch one of those like that. You can see the spot where it's going to go. The nice shot from the blue line. Of course, nice glove save as well. 1 minute to go in the power play for the Red Robins. A different looking team when you don't have Dickman or Kassler out there.
Yeah, I was going to say exactly. I mean, when you put your second power play team out there, we had some opportunities. So.
Right, a shorthanded opportunity. You got two goals or two shots on goal and in their power play.
Kassler wheels around the net. near side, stops, gets it up to the half wall. Kassler down below the line again. And back Kassler to Dickman. A give and go there, and good save that time. Trying to get that clear was Nolan. Couldn't do it. Sends all the way around. This time that's picked up by Brittenham. Ian wheels around. Sends out to the top. And puck tried to keep it out. And we're back to full strength. Frank lost the handle. They get it back out to center. Here comes a forecheck by Nolan. Nice job there. Entering the zone now is Kassler. That one sticked aside. Tried to bounce it off the goalie. There's a save. Now he gets it back into the slot. That would be Dickman. Gets it back. There's a shot, shoulder save. Good save again.
Yep.
And now we got Keith. He's going to tie up the man at the net.
Yeah, it was good.
I think there was four saves in there.
Yeah, there was the shot from the blue line. And like you said, the puck dribbled out in front about a foot and a half away from Tanya. Number 13, Liam Burt, took a couple swipes at it until finally Tanya was able to cover that up. 8:24 to go in the second period. 7-0 the score. Red Robins up.
There's a shot. That one's wide. Picked up from behind the net. That was Harlan. Frank gets it now. He's got two Red Robins, but that one trying to get it clear, and the Red Robins send it back down just as it was about to be cleared. Backhanded up. Here we go. And there's a forecheck right there by Chuz. Chuz has been out there a long time, though, and the other defenseman got it back. Here comes Audrey, and Will gets by. Tries to poke that free. Cross-ice pass, and that's going to be an icing. 7:37 here to play in the second. Just beat it, Matt.
Got a little Michael Jackson going on in the background. Can't go wrong with that.
7-0, Robins. They're doing a nice job of passing the puck around and being gentlemanly about it.
Yeah, I got the Kessler at center, facing off against Will. Oh, it's Angelina.
Face-off won by Team Seal, and by the one-timer, it was a little miss hit, a little roughness behind the net in the corner. And there we got Nolan delivering the check.
Yeah.
Oh, back pass over to Frank, and Frank can't hold it. They'll send it up to Harlan. Harlan, uh-oh, and watch out now. Here comes Kassler, five-hole, and... couldn't help himself.
Nope. No, the turnover, he just carried it in. He had an opportunity, and he took it. Shot five-hole for Tanya. 8-0 now the score. 6:37 to go here in the second period.
That was 15 from 13, I guess. I guess.
I don't know how an assist even came out of that one.
I don't either. That's what I was wondering. Down behind the line right there is Dickman skating the line. He sends in a shot, rebound, no. Turned aside again by Tanya. Harlan sends it up the center. And here comes the attack for the Robins. They get by again. Back out to the point. Brittenham harassed there by Xavier. From the circle, shoulder save and a beauty. Long rebound. Off the cage, yeah. Dickman sends that snapshot over the top. Bouncing puck caught up at the dot, and that was picked away by Harlan. Harlan's going to go. Gets wide and shot and save. And frozen nicely.
We're talking about controlling the rebounds. Actually, both goalies have been doing a good job of that this game, but especially the Red Robin goalie, who had 13 shots on goal. Again, none of those resulting in a score yet. 28 shots on goal for the Red Robin. course, it's 8-0 right now, 5:10 to go, running clock in the second period.
Face off in their offensive zone, and Anago gets it. Or Team Seal gets that puck back after Anago wins the faceoff, and then I think we're going to get an ice. And we do, 4:52 to go, and each time this happens, it knocks another 30 seconds off. 5-1 Red Wings, Matt.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that. They've had a bit of a slump here lately, losing, was it 5 out of the last 7 games or 7 last 9 games?